And it came to pass in the 11th year, in the 3rd month, in the 1st day of the month, that the word of the Lord came unto me, saying,
Son of man, speak unto Pharaoh, king of Egypt, and to his multitude,
whom art thou like in thy greatness?
Behold, the Assyrian was a cedar in Lebanon, with a branch
and with a shadowing shroud,
and of an stature,
and his top was among
the thick boughs.
The waters made him great, the deep set him up on high,
with their rivers running about his plants, and sent out her little rivers to all the trees of the field.
Therefore his height was exalted
above all the trees of the field,
and his boughs
were multiplied,
and his branches became long, because the multitude
of waters when he shot forth.
All the fowls of heaven made their nests in his boughs,
and under his branches all the beasts of the field bring forth their young,
and under his shadow dwelt all great nations.
Was he fair in his greatness and the length of his branches?
For his root was by great waters.
The cedars in the garden of God could not hide him.
The fir trees were not like his boughs.
And the chestnut trees were not like his branches.
Nor any tree in the garden of God was like unto him in his beauty.
I have made him fair
by the multitude of his branches,
so that all the trees of Eden in the garden of God envy him.
Therefore thus saith the Lord God,
because thou hast lifted up thyself in height,
and he hath shot up his top among the thick boughs, and his heart is lifted up in his height,
I have therefore delivered him into the hand of the mighty one of the heathen. He shall surely deal with him. I have driven him out for his wickedness.
And strangers, the terrible, the nations have cut him off and have left him upon the mountains and in all the valleys.
His branches have fallen, his boughs are broken
by all the rivers of the land.
All the people of the earth are gone down from his shadows and have left him.
Upon his ruin shall the fowls of the heaven remain,
and all the beasts of the field shall be upon his branches.
To the end, that none of all the trees by the waters exalt themselves for their height,
neither shoot up their top among
the thick bough,
neither their trees stand up in their height.
All they drink water,
they are all delivered to death,
to the nether parts of the earth,
in the midst of the children of men,
with them that go down to the pits.
Thus saith the Lord God.
And the day when he went down to the grave, I caused a mourning.
I covered the deep for him,
and I restrained the floods thereof,
and the great waters were stayed.
And I caused Lebanon to mourn for him,
and all the trees of the field fainted for him.
I made the nations to shake at the sound of his call,
when I cast him down to Sheol with them that descend into the pits.
And all the trees of Eden, the chosen best of Lebanon,
all that drink water shall repent
in the nether parts of the earth.
They also went down into Sheol with him unto them that be slain with the sword.
And near there were his eyes
that dwelt under his shadow in the midst of the heathen,
to whom I thought was like in glory and in greatness
among the trees of Eden.
Yet shalt thou be brought down to the nether parts of the earth.
Thou shalt lie
in the midst of the uncircumcised
with the slain of the sword.
This is Pharaoh and his multitude, saith the Lord.